Well, Jack, it appears a debate over the death penalty could come up in Lansing. This is after a Democratic senator says he wants it in place for people convicted of killing a police or correctional officer.
This is a sort of traditional thing that legislators try to do every so often. It's sort of a feel-good thing to introduce legislation like that. But I can tell you, Zoe, nothing will come of it.
And yet we do see this bipartisan support, this Democratic senator. But there also is support from some Republicans.
Well, I think Virgil Smith, of course, is from Detroit, and he may well be moved. I haven't talked to him about this, but he may well be moved by some case of a police officer in danger. Obviously, police officers in Detroit are perceived as being in much more danger than in other places. A few years ago, there were a team of young police officers, a man and a woman, who were gunned down sitting in their cruiser. So that might be motivating him. And of course, things look always better if you have bipartisan support. And even with the huge Republican majorities that we have now, Democrats still have well over a third of the House. And unless you have a bipartisan coalition, no constitutional amendment is going to get through the legislature.
Right. Now, this is a constitutional amendment. So it
That's
means
right.
that not only would it need a two-thirds vote in both the state House and Senate, it would also then go to the ballot for voters to decide.
That's exactly right. It would have to be a constitutional amendment. And my guess is that the Democrats, although one of the main sponsors is a Democrat, the two co-sponsors, including the Senate Majority Leader, is a Republican.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think you could get a majority. You certainly couldn't get a two-thirds majority in the House. And what people may not have recognized is the Catholic Church will bitterly oppose this. The Catholic Church, which is conservative socially in other areas, has always been dead set against mm-hmm. the death penalty. This is going to have some sway with certain legislators. And polls show that Michigan voters don't want the death penalty. All other studies show that the death penalty costs more than it saves. It actually costs more because of appeals to execute someone than to keep them locked up for life. And if it were to get to the ballot, and I'm predicting it certainly won't, it would might well fail.
Well, and how interesting that it's coming up after now, as capital punishment has been in the headlines over the past year. Really horrible botched attempts in some other states. So it's sort of interesting to note why it would be coming up right now.
I'm sort of baffled by that. Michigan has been very proud. Michigan has never had capital punishment since it has been a state. Now, there were an execution or two, a very moving one, when it was a territory,
mm-hmm.
and the federal government, as recently as the late 1930s, hung somebody at the federal prison in Milan. Mm-hmm. You can have a federal trial in a case and an execution, but
yeah.
that was the last one, and we've never executed anybody since Michigan became a state.
It has a unique history. In fact, it was one of the first, if not the first, English-speaking jurisdictions to stop capital punishment.
That's right, and they're very proud of that, and there is a huge constituency that wants to keep it that way. But the only thing I'm surprised about is that this would not surprise me if we had some horrific murder of a police officer. Fortunately, we haven't had. Brooks Patterson for some years crusaded to try to get this to happen. Legislature never passed it, and my guess is that Governor Snyder is not gung-ho for it either.
Jack Lessenberry, Michigan Radio's political analyst, joins us Saturdays to review the week's news. Jack, thanks so much.
Thank you, Zoe.